Welcome to the High Impact Healer Podcast, where we empower healers, facilitators, coaches, and leaders to create more impact, make more money, and live a more purposeful life. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, hello. What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the High Impact Healer. My name is Ben, and I'm excited to drop in with you guys today because we are going to be dropping into a really beautiful topic, one that has been instrumental in my life. And if you are a healer, facilitator, coach, wellness entrepreneur, or someone who is pursuing a life of greatness, it is going to be instrumental in your life as well. And this topic is purpose. What is purpose? Why is it so important for us to pursue purpose and eventually discover our true purpose on the deepest level? And this has been a really, really instrumental topic, like I shared earlier, especially with the men's work that I've been doing, the men's retreats that I host, and the work that I've been doing on myself as a man. Purpose is just, I feel like it is the nucleus of what it entails to be a man, because without purpose, I deeply, deeply feel and believe and have seen that a man can never feel comfortable in his own body, can never feel complete within his own skin and in his own life. And this is just, you know, terrible. I know what it feels like to be purposeless and not know what purpose is and not know how to pursue my purpose at all. And I also know what it is to wake up every single day and be living in purpose. And it's fascinating because originally, when I was in my early 20s, before I knew what purpose was, and I was pursuing material wealth constantly, and there's nothing wrong with material wealth, but I wasn't pursuing anything but that. I remember just waking up with anxiety, waking up with depression, feeling incomplete, feeling this sense of just incompletion. That's the only word for it, really. And I had no idea why. I thought something was wrong with me. And then eventually I went on to learn about purpose and understand that when we don't know why we're here on this earth and what we're here to do, we have this sense of emptiness, longing, and desire that we literally just, it's like an itch we can't scratch. It's fascinating. And today we're going to talk about what purpose really is and how we can introduce purpose into our life so that we can truly live a life of purpose and feel good every single day, and know that whenever we wake up in the morning, we are pursuing something that is greater than just ourselves. It's greater than material worth. It's greater than the surface based materialistic matrix nonsense, right? And again, there's nothing wrong with pursuing material wealth. I pursue material wealth as well, but I focus on purpose first. And so let's go ahead and start with that. It is essential, guys, whenever you are desiring to pursue your purpose or desiring to discover what your purpose is, if you are going to really go all in, and I highly recommend this because if you don't go all in, it's very hard to feel complete within yourself, especially if you're here on this earth with a unique mission. And so when you are pursuing purpose, pursue purpose first. Don't try to monetize your purpose and what makes you feel purposeful right off the bat. It's going to happen over time, right? First, we have to do what we're passionate about, what lights us up, what engages us, right? What makes us feel alive. This is resonating in your purpose. The reason why you feel alive whenever you, whatever it may be, support charities, snowboard, right? Go fishing, whatever it might be. It's unique to you. It's because you are resonating in the energy, the vibration of purpose, right? And so it's not, purpose isn't just a thing that we discover, but it is an energy. It is calling you and you can feel it. And pursue purpose first, then learn how to monetize that purpose. I highly, highly recommend this. If you need to work a side job, or if you even need to work a 9-to-5, while you are discovering your purpose and finding out how to monetize it, that's perfectly fine. And people do it all the time. And look, you just have to be patient and give it some time. And eventually you will make that full transition to monetizing your purpose and living in your purpose every single day, because now it's also how you make money. It's pretty cool, right? So pursue purpose first, then learn how to monetize it. So I wanted to start there to give us a solid foundation. But what I want to go into next is what purpose is and what purpose isn't, as well as what purpose does and what purpose doesn't. So let's go ahead and start with number one. Purpose is being in service. Whenever we're living in our purpose, whenever we are resonating in the vibration of purpose and pursuing our purpose, we are being in service. It is innate and it is a byproduct of being in our purpose that we are going to be in service to the collective. We really can't get around it. If you are pursuing your purpose, let's say your purpose is whistling, right? You love to whistle and people love to listen to you whistle. If you pursue that and you feel that energetic call to pursue whistling, you are in service to humanity. You're also in service to your soul's growth, right? So being in purpose is being in service, and this can look like anything. Some people's purpose is very service-oriented or service-driven, such as working with charities or nonprofits. And then some people's may seem a little more selfish. But even if it seems a little selfish, your purpose and what resonates with you and what feels purposeful for you, it is still being in purpose to the collective and to your soul and your soul's growth. So being in service is being in purpose, and being in purpose is being in service. All right, purpose is not only serving oneself. Whenever you are greedy, whenever you are really just wrapped up in serving yourself, typically this looks like pursuing material wealth over everything. This is not purpose. And you may be pursuing material wealth to provide it for others. And if that's the case, then this is in service and this could definitely be very purposeful for you. But it's an energy and you'll know it. You'll know if you are pursuing material wealth due to scarcity or due to greed. And if you are, this isn't going to make you fulfilled. You are not going to feel purposeful, and you are eventually likely going to burn out and feel like crap. So being in service to oneself only and pursuing material wealth for no specific reason that is being in service to the planet or your family or humanity, this is not being in purpose, and it's ultimately going to end up making you feel really unfulfilled. All right, moving right along. Number two, purpose is a journey. Purpose is a journey, guys. Now, I love the way that David Data illustrates this in The Way of the Superior Man. And we talk about this at the men's retreats. Purpose is not a destination. It is a journey. Whenever we think of purpose, we might think of a goal or finally arriving somewhere. When in reality, purpose is truly a journey. It's you working through different layers of purpose in order to ultimately get to the center of your most true core purpose. And very, very, very few people have arrived there. You know, we're talking about the Buddhas, the Jesus Christ, and the masters, the ascended masters. But for us humans here on Earth, in samsara, we are moving through layers of purpose. And the beautiful part is that each purposeful adventure or mission or chapter in our life that we experience is preparing us for the next. whenever I think about this for myself, I think about the sales job that I got right after college. And even though I felt empty and just completely wrecked from this sales job, I realized after the job, once I grew up a bit and was introduced to other positions and other opportunities that allowed for me to utilize that sales experience to really, truly capitalize on my purpose, I realized that that sales job, even though it wasn't on a deep, deep level purposeful, it was still a layer of purpose that I had to move through and transcend in order to get to the next layer of purpose. So wherever you are right now, even if it doesn't feel like you are pursuing your purpose completely and wholeheartedly, rest assured that life is preparing you to pursue your purpose on a deeper level every single day. With every chapter, you are being prepared to pursue a deeper and more profound purpose that is in service to the collective. So number two, purpose is a journey. It's not a destination. And let's move right along. Number three, purpose does provide energy to a container or a space, and it doesn't take away energy from that space. What does this mean? Whenever we say purpose provides energy to a container or space, that simply means that whenever we are living in purpose, whenever we are pursuing our purpose, we are vibrating in a high energy. And anytime we're vibrating in a high energy or high frequency, we are providing this high energy and high frequency to this space that we're in, whether that's at a party or at a gathering or a retreat or whatever it may be. Whenever you are resonating in the energy of purpose, remember, you're also resonating in the energy of service. This is very high vibrational energy, and this is always going to be conducive to those around you. So what you're doing through this is directly providing beneficial energy and high vibrational energy to the people around you, to the container that you're in. That container can also be a relationship. Men that are deep in their purpose are always going to provide a more stable, more grounded, and more fulfilling partnership to their partners. So when we're in purpose, we are providing the best vibes. We're providing great, great vibes to whatever container we're in, whether that's a relationship, a career, a space, right? A party, a gathering, a community, whatever it may be. When we're pursuing our purpose and we're resonating in that energy, we are going to be supporting everyone around us. And moving right along to number four, purpose is intuitively guided, and it is not guided by the ego. So what does this mean? When we are pursuing our purpose, we are going to feel intuitively guided to opportunities, decisions, and options in our lives, different paths that we can go down. And if we are guided by the ego, we can rest assured that that is not calling us toward our purpose, and we're not resonating in the energy of purpose. But when we're guided by our heart, by our gut, by our intuition, we can rest assured that this is going to be leading us to deeper, deeper levels of purpose. It's going to be leading us to deeper levels of service. So how do we know which one is guiding us, our intuition or our ego? Well, the ego is very fear-based. It is designed to detect threats and keep us safe. So if you feel thoughts, or you experience thoughts or feel energy that is trying to keep you safe, trying to play small, and trying to instill fear into you, then you know this is from the ego. This is something that you have to be aware of, and the awareness of the ego allows for you to understand that it is simply false evidence appearing real. That's all that the ego is. It's trying to tell you that you're afraid, yet you are not. You don't have to be afraid. It is your sovereign choice to be courageous, to be brave. And while the ego has played its part for many, 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 many years, tens of thousands of years for humanity. We are at an age now in which we can have awareness of the ego. Because our life is not in immediate danger, we can tell the ego, hey, it's okay. You can rest. You can relax. I've got this. And having the awareness that the ego is fear-based, and then our intuition and our heart is rooted in love. It's rooted in courage. It's rooted in a high vibrational energy that feels good. So essentially, you can look at it like this. If it's your ego and it's fear, then it's not going to feel good. It's not going to feel good at all. If it is your intuition and your heart and your gut, then it is going to feel good, and you'll feel it in your entire body. So remember, guys, number four, purpose is intuitively guided. When we listen to our intuition, it is going to guide us to a more purposeful life. And if we listen to the ego, it is going to push us away from purpose, keeping us safe, playing it small, and not pursuing greatness. All right, moving right along. Next up is purpose is difficult and challenging sometimes. And it also is worth it as you learn and grow. Purpose and pursuing purpose, it's not always easy. Oftentimes, the universe puts beautiful challenges in front of us for us to overcome, for us to transcend and go through so that we can grow, so that we can become a more refined version of ourselves. And as we do this, we will be able to pursue deeper levels of purpose. As we do this, we will be able to live a life that feels more fulfilling, feels more complete, because we are more complete as human beings, as spiritual beings having the human experience. So what purpose is going to allow us to do is be introduced to the challenges that are going to support us as much as we can possibly be supported in order to grow into the version of ourselves that is going to truly be great. And if we want to truly pursue a life of greatness, then we have to grow into the version of ourselves that is great. And that's what these challenges, that's what these difficult moments, these valleys are for, to guide us home to the most true, authentic, and purposeful version of ourselves. And again, it is worth it, because at the end of the day, this is the journey of life. And eventually, we will feel a deep sense of fulfillment, peace, and compassion for everything around us when we pursue greatness, when we pursue purpose. This is the journey, and the destination is beyond our wildest dreams. So, number five, purpose is difficult and challenging sometimes, but it also is worth it as you learn and grow. And finally, number six, purpose does take time, energy, and action. It doesn't happen on its own. In fact, it's much easier to not pursue your purpose than it is to pursue it. So it takes time, it takes energy, and it takes radical action. I love this because action is so, so instrumental in my life. Anytime I've been feeling down or discouraged or like I need to make changes in my life, I simply take radical action. I get after it. I just do it. Thank you, Nike, for the best slogan possible, right? Just get out there and do it. Whatever you feel in your intuition and your body, that's what you need to be doing, right? If you have fear-based thoughts that are trying to keep you from doing something, it's a pretty darn good indicator that you need to take radical action and do it. Most people listen to the fear-based thoughts. Most people play it safe. They stay small. But this is not pursuing a life of greatness. This is not pursuing your purpose. So remember, guys, pursuing your purpose is a beautiful journey, and it leads to incredible gifts. Of course, we are going to have to get a little uncomfortable and take action. We're going to have to give it time, energy, and love in order to be on this beautiful journey, which is a gift in itself. But eventually, reach these incredible gifts, these level ups that are going to feel sensational, beyond our wildest dreams. I can tell you that I've experienced many of them, and I pinch myself every single time it happens, because I had no comprehension or understanding that could relay the fact that I would feel so deeply purposeful and connected in those moments. So I'm sure many of you listening to this know exactly what I'm talking about. So get after it, take action. It takes time, energy, love, and action to pursue your purpose and to accomplish penetrating the layers of purpose to your deepest core purpose. Purpose does not happen without you making a decision to pursue it. You have to make that decision for yourself. You have to be the decider. As human beings, one of the core laws of our reality is free will. We have free will. We can decide to or not to pursue purpose. I'm going to tell you from my own personal experience that truly it shouldn't be an option. You should give yourself no other option but to pursue your purpose wholeheartedly, because it is what's going to bring you deepest fulfillment, peace, joy. And gotta say it, it's gonna bring you purpose. It's gonna make you feel purposeful. If you can count how many times I said purpose in this podcast, you get bonus points. So guys, you have to take action. It doesn't happen without you deciding to pursue it. I'm so grateful that you guys have listened to the whole podcast, and I hope it has supported you in pursuing your purpose. My hope is that it's inspired you and empowered you, and I would love to hear from you on social media at Connect and Evolve. You can send me an email. You can write a review here on this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, letting me know if this has inspired you. And if it has, and if you found this podcast valuable, then please leave a review. They mean the world to me. A 5-star review goes a long way in this world, and it just lets other people know that, hey, this might be something that you could really benefit from. So if you can, leave a review, and I'm super grateful for each and every one of you for listening. I appreciate you guys so much, and we're going to go ahead and close it here. I'm wishing you a beautiful and purposeful day, and until next time, be blessed.